You're listening to audio from 102.5 The Bone.
Ah, crap. Let's get into it, William.
All right, let's get into it. Gymnast Simone Biles, the biggest star at the Tokyo Olympics.
Yes.
And the greatest athlete in the sport's history.
I was excited to watch her kick ass this year.
Well, she walked away from the women's team competition after admitting that she had freaked out in a high-stress situation.
Hey, it happens.
In a dramatic and unprecedented scene at the Ariake Gymnastics Center.
Please don't do this.
Biles.
No!
Ariake.
No!
Gymnastics Center.
It's 2021, Will. Quit
or,
it.
Or this is the Guardian. So Century. I put an E at the end for some reason.
Oh.
Well, Biles then talked powerfully and bravely about the mental health challenges of the elite sport before admitting that she hoped that speaking out would have an even more seismic effect than winning multiple gold medals.
Now, when I saw that she was out, first it was reported she had an injury. And I was like, man, that sucks, man. Because, I mean, look, no matter what happened, why she missed this team event, she's still the best gymnast on the planet. She's still the best. She has the most skills. She's the most talented. But then when I heard her speak on it, my opinion quickly changed. And yeah, I think most people have just jumped to reading the headline and now everybody's like defending her. But listen to her presser. Listen to what she had to say.
Yeah, you have that audio, right?
Listen to her reasoning. And it might change your mind a little bit, just a little bit. And then we'll discuss how the greatest athletes of all time handle stress and pressure in big situations. Let's
mental health first, because if you don't, then you're not going to enjoy your sport and you're not going to succeed as much as you want to. So it's okay sometimes to even sit out the big competitions to focus on yourself, because it shows how strong of a competitor and person that you really are.
Focus on yourself.
Isn't that kind of the opposite of a team sport?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's okay to sit out even the big events. You know, like the one that you only get to do every 4 years.
It's not even like the suit. It's
the
even
Olympics.
More. Yeah, it's every 4 years. Super Bowl is once a year.
5 years this time because of COVID. Mm-hmm. 5 years. And she's the greatest of all time. Now, being the greatest of all time isn't only physical. It's everything. It's mental. And it's probably a lot of mental. And I would think that she would have some sort of a crippling mental disability for her to miss an Olympic event, especially a team Olympic event, because your teammates depend on you. This is when the GOATs step up.
This is the essence kind of sports.
Yes.
Right? It's not only just a physical game. You
overcoming
know,
sports, all of it.
It's a mental game.
Mostly.
Being strong. If you look at any, you know, high school JV football shirt on the back, usually has some allusion to physically and mentally tough.
Well, yeah,
that sort of toughness there, and that's the same with sports. That's the beauty of it, is it shows the what humans can accomplish.
The best of the best,
the best of the best, are
play
able to,
when all of the cards are against them, when things are at their worst, that's when they step up. And I thought that she was one of those. And people are going to get mad at me. I had somebody.
She was last games, by the way.
I know, dude.
She was a star. She picked up the
slack. She blew my mind. I was bragging on her last week about how there's moves in gymnastics named after her. She is the Tom Brady of gymnastics. This is why this blew my mind today. Blew my mind. Disappointing? Yeah. A little annoying? Oh, yeah. When I heard her talk on it, it was like, it was me, and it's okay because I need to, she said that she wasn't having fun. Sometimes it's not fun.
Yeah. Sometimes work isn't fun.
Sometimes it's not. Sometimes you play with an injury. Sometimes you're bleeding.
You have to, you know, take on adversity and defeat it. That's part
why
of
it's,
the sport.
Yes, that's why it's so dramatic. That's why it's so hard to win a gold medal.
Michael Jordan's flu game. Tom Brady playing on a broken or a totally torn ACL.
MCL all
MCL,
season.
All season.
Yeah, Brett Favre playing the day his dad died. in a high pressure situation. I remember Ralphie May doing stand up the day his dad died, and he closed with his dad's favorite joke, and he went in the green room and bawled his fat eyes out. This is what the best of the best do, man. You step up for your teammates, and the Olympics, it's you representing your country. You know what I mean?
It used to be. Now it seems like it's supposed to still be. Being celebrated today as a hero and bringing this awareness to mental health. Everybody's aware of mental health awareness
now. And look, I'm not crapping on people with mental health problems. It's an issue that should be taken care of, should be addressed. But it also...
it can become a crutch.
Yes, and we can't just start coddling every damn person that wants to take a mental health day.
Well, that's where society is headed. You know, I hate that phrase because it's so overused, the pussification of America.
But it's kind of true.
But man, it's
not just America. It's all over the world now.
Well, I don't know. I saw a video of one of the Russian coaches.
Not Russia.
Not definitely not Russia.
They're still
doing this.
Badass.
But it was a guy, and it was a lady that was doing Taekwondo or something. A woman.
Yeah.
And he smacked the ass out of her.
Well, that's
in the
cool.
face.
Yeah,
she was like, you know, she's
tough.
Well,
he was getting her fired up, yeah.
She's tough physically.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's tough mentally.
Who's a girl from Largo that just won the gold medal in Taekwondo?
Oh, I just looked at Anastasia.
Yeah. I wonder if she's ever played when she's had a bad day.
I'm sure she has because she's the best in the world. And
that's what happens, man. I really did not expect this from Simone Biles. I really did not.
And she said, I don't trust myself as much as I used to. I don't know if it's the age. I'm getting a little bit nervous
when
I do gymnastics. I feel like I'm not having as much fun.
Okay. That's understandable. I mean, that happens. There's times where I do stand-up in a crap venue. Happened not too long ago where the crowd sucks. The sound system sucks. The air conditions broke. And you just have to get up there and do it. And I'm not comparing myself to an Olympian. I'm just saying life sucks sometimes. Life's not always fun. But goddamn, you train your whole life for this. You know what I mean? Like, you're still the best in the world, Simone Biles. You're still the best. And your team got a silver medal. And they should have got a gold medal.
They should have got a gold medal. She probably would have done just fine. And even, too, I mean... I don't think anybody would have been. I would much rather her have done her best, got up there, represented her country, and even if she failed miserably.
And the only stress. I'm sorry, go ahead.
But even if she failed miserably, at least you can go, you tried your best, and, you know, that's all you can do, you know, at the end of the day. You're not always going to. Those are more valuable lessons when you. Sometimes you learn more by losing than winning, right? That's the whole trope.
Go out there. I thought that too. Go up there, if you're having a bad day and you're scared, whatever, and you fall off the damn balance beam or whatever event they were doing, I don't even know, then at least people go, wow, man, she went up there, she was having a bad day, she tried, she failed, and it's like those old videos, you know, where it's the agony of defeat, you know, where you see these athletes crawling across the finish line with a broken leg. That I would rather... see that, then say, you know what? I was stressed out, so I'm thinking of me today.
Yeah, she didn't want to risk injury.
Well, let's hear some more of her presser real fast.
Rather than just battle through it. No, no injury, thankfully, and that's why I took a step back because I didn't want to do something silly out there and get injured, so I thought it was best if these girls took over and did the rest of the job, which they absolutely did. They're Olympic silver medalists now, and they should be really proud of themselves for how well they did last minute having to go in. And it's been really stressful, this Olympic Games, I think, just as a whole, not having an audience. There are a lot of different variables going into it.
Everybody's got the same exact situation you have. Everybody.
Sorry,
you don't have an audience.
These pros, you know, overcome these obstacles.
Every Olympian has the same stress, the same scenario as her.
A lot of people were using the, Carrie Strug in 96, where she had a broken ankle, I believe, and she vaulted.
Now, planted the landing on one leg.
She was a hero, a national hero.
Yes.
And she was, just loved.
She's on the damn Wheaties box because of it.
And now a lot of people are going back and saying, no, she shouldn't have done that. She shouldn't have vaulted that day. But they weren't saying that then. Epitome of sportsmanship.
She did
risk. I mean, that was a hell of a sacrifice she did, but that's what you do for your team.
Michael Jordan shouldn't have played with the flu, huh?
He shouldn't play with the
flu. He may have given somebody the flu that day.
Tom Brady shouldn't have played last season because he had a torn MCL.
He shouldn't have. Yeah, I agree.
It's just one of those things that what was shocking to me about the Simone Biles thing, too, was that Simone said that her coaches had 100% supported that decision.
See, I thought coaches were there to not only teach you, but to motivate you. And to help you get through those mental clouds and those stressful situations.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. You wear a lot of hats. You're a teacher. You're a psychologist.
Man,
you're a motivator.
I used to coach 12-year-olds, and they would be crying on the sideline. And I had to, like, take them, you know, put my arm around them.
Toughen them up.
Yeah, and now I know that's these kids. These kids are adults now. And I'm not saying I had anything to do with it, but, you know, they're functioning adults. These kids that I coached 10 years ago have families now, and they're graduating college and everything else. And you know, I knew them when they were crying because, you know, they got hit in the head, you know, or something like that.
You know, this is the coddling, though, of you know, kids.
And she's not a kid. She's 24 years old.
It's not giving them what they need to survive. Well, can you imagine? I just think about this, and I know that this is hyperbolic, but maybe not in the next few years. But can you imagine if China goes, okay, we're invading America. These are a bunch of pussies. Now's the perfect time to go. Are people going to scream and go, I can't do this today?
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't work that way.
No.
You have to prepare for the world.
Yeah.
Not expect the world to mold around you.
Right.
I'm all about making a kinder, gentler world. Seriously. And honestly, but we have to callous ourselves a little bit for the ones who don't want to participate in that.
Especially if you're the best of the best.
If you don't want to get, you know, if your hands are too soft, you got to get some calluses on. If your mind's soft, you have to toughen up a little bit.
Yeah.
That's just the way it is. Otherwise, you're just going to be in a fragile state your whole life. And then you're useless. These are Olympic athletes. She could have given, if she doesn't trust herself anymore and doesn't want to do gymnastics anymore, she should have quit last year. At least gave someone else a chance to, you know, take that spot.
I don't know what.
She let her team down.
I don't know what happened. But here, there's still a little bit more, and then we'll take some phone calls. We got people on hold. Here's some more of the presser.
To it, it's been a long week. It's been a long Olympic process. It's been a long year. So just a lot of different variables, and I think we're just a little bit too stressed out.
Everybody is, Simone.
Everybody is, yeah.
Damn.
I'm stressed out every day.
Dude. Since the first of the year, every day I hear the old hip hop. Don't push me because I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. And I'm a piece of crap. I drive a Kia. Simone, you're in a better position. You're a goddamn world champion. You're the best at your position.
But we should be out here having fun, and sometimes that's not the case.
That
breaks my heart hearing that.
I love coming here and doing this show, but sometimes it's a pain in the ass, and sometimes
sucks.
It's not fun.
Sometimes every damn call's Cherokee, you know?
Yeah, Simone, we have to deal with freaking Cherokee every night, okay?
Jesus! You know, and I make part-time money. The people at Chick-fil-A make more than we do. They deserve it.
It's not supposed to be all fun and games. It's supposed, that's not life.
And I'm not saying I'm mad at her because of my situation. That's not it at all.
It's just not realistic. That worldview is unrealistic.
It blows my mind. I wasn't having a good time. Well, then suck it up and go win for your team and for your country.
Or just do your bet. Like, look.
Or
like
lose.
Lose.
Trying.
But do it.
Daniel LaRusso went out and fought John Lawrence knowing he was probably going to get his ass kicked.
She's the face of U.S. gymnastics.
She's the face of world gymnastics.
Okay. But, I mean, yeah, I think you're probably right. And, you know, but just to go out there and be part of the team and fail.
And if she,
you know, fail as a team.
Shikari, the girl who smoked weed, what was her last name?
Richardson.
Thank you. She smoked weed and she said her mom died and she used weed to get over it, but she still tried to go win and was taken out because of the drug test. She at least had that. Like, her mom died. That's a stressful situation. There was nothing really that came up that was dramatic. It was just she wasn't having a good time.
Listen, I think now, remember Larry Nassar?
Yeah.
The incident with him. And
it's brutal.
She may have been one of his victims.
Okay.
So she probably does have a lot of trauma from U.S. gymnastics.
A lot of them do, and it sucks.
A lot of them do.
Yes.
And, you know, the thing is that I tweeted this the other day, actually, that our mental health care here are crazy people treating crazy people.
Dude, I was married to somebody with a psychology degree.
Insane.
She's nuts.
They're unstable and unhinged human beings.
Yeah, bro.
My friends that are psychologists that I know that I went to school with are clinically something wrong with them.
Yes, dude. And look,
and that's the problem.
If she would have came out and said that today and say, look, I got molested and it's still bothering me, I would not be talking right now. I'd be like, all right, you know.
Well, I don't know if that's really fair. I mean, like,
I don't know.
You have this trauma. Again, you deal with adversity, right? So obviously you need to be in some sort of therapy.
Right.
Or if you can't do it, which I would go, I understand you can't do this. This guy ruined your life.
Yes.
You know, I get it.
Yeah.
But then you kind of got to step aside and let somebody else take that spot.
Right.
And be a cohesive unit, She's the leader of that team.
And there's a lot of it, dude. Aaron Rodgers said that he wasn't available to the press recently or something. I heard this today on the NFL Network because he was taking mental health days. He said that. Aaron Rodgers. I mean, you're the quarterback of the Packers.
I want to be sympathetic to this stuff. And I have, you know, I dealt with my own, you know, not to get too far into it, but I had my own mental health issues when I was younger. I have a family.
Yeah.
On medication.
I gotcha.
And diagnosed with stuff. And you know, I don't take medication currently anymore, and I haven't in 10 years.
Right.
But I was, and I had to deal with it, and I found I found my own ways to deal with it. But I have my family's, they got their
bourbon.
Own things, and it runs in the family. So, like, I get the idea of mental health and why it's important, but also as somebody who's dealt with their own problems, a lot of it is just callousing yourself
you
up. Go for
a
jog.
Yeah.
You know, there's things that you can do to help yourself. And some people need medication. There's a lot of things. Some people need therapy. Whatever. You got to do what's right for you. But to just give up on your team like that when you're the face, the leader of that squad, and just going, you know, I can't do it, guys. Sorry.
Then she said she was inspired by Osaka sitting out of Wimbledon. I was like,
this is just going to be more and more common.
What do you mean? Like, you were inspired by somebody else sitting out of something? Like, I just don't understand.
It's an embarrassment. I'm sorry. It's just an embarrassment. And, like, I don't care. I don't really have – I'm not very passionate about the Olympics or anything. But just – I would be – if I was her teammate, I would just be very disappointed.
I think they are, and they just are not saying anything. All right, let's we had a couple of phone calls drop because they're impatient buttholes, and that stresses me out really bad. But somebody is on hold. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to play the last 25 seconds of this.
I just felt like it would be a little bit better to take a backseat, work on my mindfulness, and I knew that the girls would do an absolute
mindfulness.
That's a buzzword that's thrown about.
I mean,
to be mindful.
Be mindful to go win that goddamn gold medal.
Absolutely great job, and I didn't want to risk the team a medal for kind of my screw ups because they've worked way too hard for that. So I just decided that those girls need to go in and do the rest of the competition.
Could you imagine if Kareem Abdul-Jabbar would have said, you know what, guys, I know we're in the NBA finals here, but I'm just, you know, I'm a little nervous today. I feel like I might not shoot that well, so I'm gonna sit out this game. You know what I mean?
It's unfathomable.
I just don't see anybody
else doing this.
I just don't understand. You know what I mean? Like, all the people that have been the greatest at their sport have played through bloody injuries, the worst stressful situations. I mean, I go back to Brett Favre playing that game when his dad died. They didn't think he was going to play. He died hours before the game. I mean, it's just, I don't know, man. Johnny B. Show, who's this?
Hey, this is Javon, guys. How you guys doing tonight?
What's up, dude?
Hey, you guys are forgetting the greatest people, right? You're talking about the greats don't do this and everything.
Oh, this is Jovan. This is the Jovan.
Yeah.
What's up, buddy?
Brother?
Yeah, what's up?
I love you guys.
Hey, love you, man.
I got this off of this one guy, Kyrie Irving, whatever you call his name, right?
Uh-huh.
He left twice this season for mental breaks, right?
Well, yeah, he's soft.
Okay. Michael Jordan left basketball for a mental break to play baseball for 2 years after winning a championship.
Yeah, but he didn't do it in the game. He didn't do it in the game and go, all right, guys, I'm sorry, I got to go. I got to head into the locker room. He completed the game, and then he took a break.
He took a break, though, still for a mental break,
sure,
right?
Sure, but
of all
different
time,
things.
Took a break.
Right.
And then also, you got to think about this, too, right? The Olympics, they have alternates for other reasons, right? So this girl isn't the best. And let's not forget, the Olympics also make her scores lower and other people because her things are too difficult for people, right? So the mental break of the Olympic team saying, hey, you might get a 10.0, they give you a 9.5 because your moves are too difficult. So for her helping the team out, she says, hey, I'm going to punish. I don't feel right for this. I'm mad about this. You guys take over with alternates and win the medal because the Olympic committee is actually hurting the team because they lower her scores because she's too good at what she does.
She should have said that.
That would have been more of a much better reason.
Yeah, yeah. I would have been like, all right, Dan, I see what you're doing. That would have been felt way better than, you know, I just need to work on my mindfulness.
But imagine being the greatest teacher sport, putting years and years into this. Every 4 years, you get one chance to do this. And they say, hey, you know what? You're too darn good. Your scores are too great. It's too difficult. We don't make it seem lower for everybody to have a fair chance.
Is that a
That's
fact?
A mental
I've never heard that. I mean, I'm not saying that you're wrong. I've never heard this.
Where did you see this?
I would never lie to you guys. It's a whole thing. The Olympic committee lowers her scores because it's too difficult, and they don't want other gymnastics on her moves to get injured.
Doesn't that, I mean, take away? That's stupid. That's ridiculous
Yeah, for 4 years, you're on your craft for this. You become the best you can be. Right. And they say, you know what? You're too good. We make your scores lower.
Do you remember this? There was a kid, 11-year-old running back. I think it was in Tennessee like 5 years ago. And they told him he was only allowed to score 30 touchdowns, and then his season was over. I'm not even kidding. Mm. The league, literally, because all the kids weren't going to play against him because he was like, Saquon Barkley at 11 years old, and they switched the rules for him. I was outraged over that. That made me so damn mad. I don't know if they publicly came. They're not going to publicly come out and say, look, we're doctoring the scores for Simone Biles.
They did.
They did.
They did publicly come out and say that? They publicly said it.
That's insane.
The Olympic Committee made a public thing about that.
Wow. Yeah. Well, if that's a fact, I wouldn't play the Olympics at all if I was her. I'd tell them all to go to hell.
Imagine the mental part of that. Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying. I would have just sat out, and then they could have. Then the coaches could have adjusted the team and kind of prepared for not having her. I would have given them the double birds and told them to all, you know, eat a fat one if that was a fact. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, man. I got you. But I love you guys. You guys have a great show. I don't hold it up.
So. All right. Thanks, Javon. Appreciate it, buddy.
Talk to you, man.
Later, man. There you go. Yeah, you know, I have heard some little buzzes about that with her.
I'm trying to find something.
If they came out and said it.
Well, I mean, that is just antithetical to what the Olympics. You have the best at the bet. They get the gold.
Right.
I mean, they're
That's why you win.
And then it's going to encourage it. The sports is supposed to be a meritocracy, especially something like this.
Uh-huh.
Like, the best win.
That's what happens. Yeah. That's why, you know, certain countries have dominated certain sports for years. You know what I mean? Like, Russia dominated hockey forever, you know, or Canada, you know. And, if that's true, she should have said that on the podium. Not saying I had to work on my mindfulness and I'm stressed out because there's no fans in the stands. It would have been baller as hell. She would have went down as the greatest of all time in any sport to me if she would have said, you know what? These bitches are screwing me over. F them all. You know what I mean? I would have went out and got me a damn Simone Biles leotard and wore that bitch around my house if she would have said that. That's not what she said today.
That's not what she said. And
you know what I'm
saying?
That's
a much better reason if that's a fact. So.
No, what she said sounded like BS to me and a lot of people.
Because if you don't, then you're not going to enjoy your sport and you're not going to succeed as much as you want to. So it's okay sometimes to even sit out the big competitions to focus on yourself because it shows how strong of a competitor and person that you...
Sitting out shows how strong of a competitor...
You're listening to an original 102.5 The Bone Podcast.